What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Never say never. Welcome to the program. Oh, there was a lot of money bet on the Eagles to just win the money line. One guy put up $300,000 on the Eagles to just win, and he would have gotten $60,000. Nobody gave him a chance. You always got to give him a chance. It's the NFL. See, what happens sometimes is we look at a team, we look at the franchise or the owner, and we go, what a terrible team. No, they're not a terrible team. They got a terrible owner. There's a big difference in that. And you saw that last night. Ron Rivera somehow has kept this team together through all of this and done an unbelievable job. We often fixate on a team's record in the NFL. And if we learned anything from last night, you never really know. And certainly this year, coming into last night's game, Philadelphia, the only undefeated team in the league. But that doesn't matter. It's not what you've done. It's the game in front of you. Because how many times do we go, wait, the Chiefs lost to the Colts? Yes, it happened. Go back to the Colts. The Colts needed a win last year. All they have to do is beat a Jacksonville team that had two wins. They make the playoffs. They got blown out 26-11. So every week it feels like, oh, that's a mismatch. I don't know what's a mismatch anymore in the NFL because you have to look at this and go, they have a chance. By the way, the gambling podcast, Dylan, the graphics guy, he said he was taking the Commanders straight up against the Eagles. Five units last night. We'll have the gambling podcast. Shane Irving is back this week from San Juan, Puerto Rico, where I think he stayed maybe longer than he was supposed to, but he'll be back with Bad Larry. That'll be Thursday on the website, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Peter King will join us. He was in Germany for the Buccaneers and the Seahawks. He'll join us a little bit later on. The former NBA great Jim Jackson on all of the talk about Anthony Davis maybe being traded. And is there a possibility Kevin Durant is still out there for somebody to trade for? A lot of things going on. Nothing solid right now. But Jim Jackson will join us a little bit later on. But the Commanders beat the Eagles 32-21. And two MAC games coming up tonight. Got a lot of college football as well. The stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those on chat row, also those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up on the program. A program that's brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. U.S. News and World Report for the last 3 years has said Simply Safe is the number one rated home security system. And you, as a listener of this program, can get it for 50% off right now. Go to simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
Who should be more nervous, Dan? Who should be more concerned? Bills fans, Eagles fans?
Bills fans. I don't have an injury right now with the Eagles. I guess Josh Allen's okay. I don't know that. But I would say Buffalo because we've seen a couple of bad games from him and bad games in the division coming off that game where they should have closed him out, should have won the game. With Philadelphia, are they going to be able to stop the run? That's going to be, I think, the big story for them, because that's a really good team, balanced team. You have turnovers. I think they had two turnovers the whole season going into last night, and they had three last night. Here's Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles after the loss.
We can go out there about that. You know, I think in reality, I think in the end, it's about us doing the things that we can and controlling the things that we can. And I think tonight we weren't doing that at a high level. You know, and today it got us. It doesn't get you until it gets you, and today it got us. So we learn from it. We move forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's the approach. It's one game, bad game. Odds are you're going to have a few of those during the season. And if you go down through history with the NFL of teams that have won the Super Bowl or been to the Super Bowl or been successful in the playoffs, you're going to have a dip. At some point in the season, you'll have a 2 or 3 game dip where you might even win, but you don't play well. It just happens. Every team goes through this. Here's Ron Rivera, the Washington Commanders head coach.
It means a lot just because the guys were able to stay focused on what's important. It resonates with those guys. I mean, you hear them in the locker room right now, and the hard work is beginning to pay off. Things have turned the corner. That's starting to pay off, and there's a lot of guys that deserve a lot of credit in that locker room.
Yeah, but I'm going to start with that coach who somehow, through all of this, has kept this team unified. Carson Wentz, I guess, is ready to come back now. He was injured. Do you put him back in the lineup? Taylor Heinicke is serviceable. I like him. You can tell that he's passionate about it. He cares. And he said, look, during OTAs, I was told Carson's our starter, and he's our starter when he's healthy. And whatever we need to do, I'm going to do that. I'm fine with that. Okay. I don't think Carson Wentz is that much of an upgrade over Taylor Heinicke. Just don't. And maybe he'll prove me wrong here, but I have not seen that. Taylor Heinicke plays with the confidence that Carson Wentz used to play with. He just doesn't have the talent that Carson Wentz had. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think this might be like a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson type thing where Matt Flynn got the big contract to go to Seattle and then there was just this guy that came out of nowhere and they're like, you know what? We might as well just stay with him. Is that same type of thing? Because I love Taylor Heinicke.
You want to say Tyler, don't you?
I want to say Tyler so bad.
I do it every time.
Yeah.
Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah. The problem with that analogy is that Tyler Heinicke doesn't have the upside that Russell Wilson did. You know, Pete Carroll saw something in Russell Wilson early where he went, you're my guy. They've had Taylor Heinicke in the system for a few years. And he took him to the playoffs a couple of years ago when they played against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. What else do we have poll question wise, Seton?
Well, and, you know, actually looking at the Commander schedule coming up, they have Texans, Falcons, Giants, then a bye week.
Okay.
Then they have the Giants again, 49ers, the Browns, and Cowboys.
Well, you're in a really tough division.
That's a tough...
Yeah, no matter what, you're in a tough division. I mean, they might end up, they're 500. They could end up maybe 9 wins and not make the playoffs. What do the Eagles have coming up?
Eagles are at the Colts next week, a 1 p.m. game. They're hosting the Packers and NBC Sunday Night Football.
Okay, let me stop you there, Paulie, because I got the Colts running attack with Jonathan Taylor back, and I got the Packers running attack. You know what Washington did last night? They just ran the ball. And I think they have the Titans coming up after that.
That's right. Colts, Packers, Titans, Giants, Bears. Those are five.
So you got Saquon Barkley
and then
in
the
there.
The Bears have the number one rushing offense in football.
And Justin Fields?
Yeah, five top 10 rushing offense.
Okay. That would be a concern as they go through those games there. Because what Washington did was, I think they averaged just over 3 yards per carry. But they controlled the clock. It was like, all right, we'll get three, we'll get four, now we're third and three. And as Troy Aikman said that last night, hey, give me third and three, because I can run everything in my playbook, third and three. And you saw that last night. They were able to control the clock. Yeah, Marv.
With this season, especially this season, there's no should-win games. Everything is up for grabs. There's so much parity, and I don't think there's a team that's like high above everyone else. Like, all right, they should win this game. No, the hell they shouldn't, because, look, any given Sunday is real this season.
Well, it feels like, thank you. Thank you, Marv. Thank you. Thank you. It took a page out of Fritzy's playbook there.
Well done.
Yeah. By the way, did you, like, your beard, God, it became a beard overnight.
Yeah, it's got very, like, Letterman-esque or something like that. I just decided for a while.
No. It's dark. It's not Letterman-like.
It's hot.
It's got like the.
Well, I don't know if it's that
hot. It's hot, dude. Yeah.
Well, the main reason I was doing it was I was trying to call attention away from some cosmetic dermatology stuff that was giving me red blotches.
I didn't mention your blemishes.
Yeah, I've been a mess for many days because I went for some kind of cryotherapy treatment.
Paulie didn't mention it.
Total slip up by me.
When something's that obvious, you almost don't have to mention.
I would like to connect the dots on your.
Okay.
Wow. Just see, is there a constellation there? Maybe.
I hope this doctor knows what she's doing because it looks far worse than it did when I first went there. She sprayed this freezing cryotherapy stuff on all these spots.
Don't worry about it, Big Dipper.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a good scene right now.
Yeah, Paul.
I think Fritzy looks good when his hair is short and the beard almost kind of flows into it. And so it's all one length. I wish he would go with that look because I think it's a good look. It's kind of a manly looking.
Ooh.
But sometimes it looks like a one piece, though, I think. It's like,
that's what you want to look like.
A onesie?
You want it to, like, connected from the head to the
onesie.
Chin.
It's hot, dude. You should stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go with the Jason Statham look.
Right.
If I could pull it off, then I would do it.
What about another round of cryotherapy, the red, blotchy, blistery
look? No.
That's not a good look.
But that eventually will go away.
I'm waiting.
It's not like this show is on TV. It's on Peacock, by the way. Download the app, and you can watch for free, and you can check out Fritzy's.
Yeah, we made it. I'm surprised we made it this long, honestly. Without bringing, well, Todd brought it up, but
you really want to look like a mess for the holidays and Thanksgiving. And
no, you're going to be good by the you'll be good by Thanksgiving.
Sometimes you need another round. She kind of whispered that on my way out. I'm like, you may have to come back. What'd you say? You may have to come back in a few weeks if it doesn't work. If it doesn't, it's supposed to kind of get to all blotchy and red, and then it peels off and then it falls off. But sometimes every once in a while, people have to come back and get more. Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right, what else do we have there, Seton?
Smooth segue to which NFC team do you expect to fall out of the playoff picture, Dan?
How about we take a break and then we'll go over
which team here is a blemish?
Wow. Well,
oh no.
Philadelphia finally has a blemish.
It's a little blotch on their record. Okay. They were undefeated.
Which team needs cryotherapy?
Whoa. Instead of bloop, bloop, it's blotch, blotch.
Nice. Oh. It's all coming out now.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah.
9-12-43. Mark it down.
But I would like to take a pen and connect all of the blotches. Just to...
I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to do that.
What kind of star? Orion?
Orion's belt?
Yeah, is it going to be in there as well?
Yeah, you could kind of teach some kind of astronomy class
with
my face.
Yeah, you can do that.
I see what you're doing.
Can't open that door, bud.
What happens?
You can't open the door. You can't.
Soon as I saw myself in the mirror after she was done spraying me, I'm like, I am going to get crushed.
And you didn't.
But I didn't.
You didn't until you brought it up.
It was shocking that you guys were able to have that kind of self-control.
And I talked to you about it. I asked you about the process. It was never brought up on the air.
And my wife was very supportive. You can't go to work like that. Yeah, I'm going to work. Yeah, but it's not just a radio show. I know what it is. I'm going to work.
Let me take a break. We'll come up with a poll question. And we'll also get to phone calls. They're welcomed here. Operator Tyler is standing by.
Taylor or Tyler?
It's Taylor. Oh. Yeah. Taylor and Tyler. Yeah, I'm pulling.
After the break, I have an explanation from a linguist why we have trouble with his name. A person who knows, like a professor.
Oh.
It's really interesting.
Well, what about Heineke and Heineken? Do we make that mistake, too? Is it Tyler Heineke
or Taylor? Taylor Heineke. Your mouth wants to say Tyler Heineke.
No. You're going to wait.
Is that good?
You're going to wait. And then we got the playoff picture as well. Those in, those out. And we'll handicap that. Peter King in an hour from now. The former NBA great Jim Jackson a little bit later on. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled.
In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/Papertarian.
Let's bring in Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com, and back from Germany, where it seems like you had a great vacation over there, Pete. How would you sum it up for the audience?
Well, the beer is good there. This just in.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Dan, I thought it was really a tremendous event overall. I talked to Pete Carroll before the game, and he said, you know, it feels like it's going to be like a college football bowl game. And it turned out to be so much more than that. I think, to me, there's more fervor there, more excitement, more electricity than a conference championship game. And you know, to me, there was so much about it that fans there were so hungry about. But Dan, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, for some reason, the stadium announcer starts to play Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. And I'm saying, okay, you've been playing music the whole game. I do not get this. Speaking of non sequiturs, this is like the non sequitur of the year. And all of a sudden, there is no press box per se at Allianz Arena in Munich and at European venues. You're out in the stands, basically sitting in a chair with a table, okay? But you're right there. The people in front of you are all bombed. But so what happened, they started playing this. I said, this is crazy. Who knows this song? And every single person among 69,000, I'm telling you, they all started singing Take Me Home Country Road. So I called one of my German fans who I had met with during the week and talked to, and he said, oh yeah, everybody knows Country Roads by John Denver. We know that. We know Sweet Caroline. We know all these songs. They're like all party songs. And so, but the whole week was so interesting. One other very quick thing, Dan. I'm taking a tour. I got my AirPods in. I'm taking a tour of Munich that I had for my AirPods. And I'm in Odeonsplatz, a very famous square in Munich. And they're talking about Adolf Hitler tried to overthrow the government right here on this spot in 1923. And as I hear that, there's two guys starting to do a Seahawks chant in the square. There's an NFL shop there. There's 32 helmets in this square of NFL teams. And I just said, man, what a difference a century makes.
Yeah.
This whole thing was just quite a culture deal over that week.
We always wonder, is there an end game here? When London first happened or Mexico City, you know, now there's a report that Spain and France could be on the
Spain is real.
Okay.
Spain, let me tell you, Dan, I think the next two countries that the NFL, the new countries that they go to, are Brazil and Spain. Because the Miami Dolphins, okay, the Miami Dolphins really have a following in Brazil and they have a following in Spain. The Chicago Bears have a big following in Spain. So I think those two are next. But I will say, I wrote this in my column this week, I think both Kansas City and New England will be playing home games next year in Germany, most likely in Frankfurt because of scheduling with the Bundesliga. But Dan, I just, you know, any question that the NFL has about placing games in a new country, you know, like Germany, those were erased about 10 minutes into this game. These people were crazy about it. And not only crazy about it, but there were so many people who were just euphoric. They sent us Tom Brady. And so I think all of that means next year when they send Patrick Mahomes and Bill Belichick there, it's going to be a very big deal again to the citizens and football fans of Germany.
All right. What's the NFL's game plan other than do one or two games in these different cities? Is there a bigger picture here we should be aware of?
Dan, Roger Goodell has sort of put the chum in the water that, hey, it's possible to have a division over there, like in Europe with four teams. How? I mean, maybe 30 years from now, but first of all, there's not a single owner that wants a 36-team NFL. Not one. Okay. And there, I can't think of a single team right now that would even be seriously thinking of relocation. I mean, everybody always brings up Jacksonville. I don't see Shad Khan moving this team. But let's just say that he did one day, 8 years, 7 years, 6 years down the road. Let's say he did. Who's going to join him? Do you know any owner in the NFL that wants to move his team? So unless you expand, where are you going to find the teams? The end game for now, Dan, to me, is instead of playing four or five games outside the United States, I think it makes a lot of sense now, next year at the NFL meetings, to push for 8 to 10 games a year out of the NFL's 272 regular season games to be in different countries.
Is there a time frame for Daniel Snyder to sell? Or do you get a sense there's a time frame?
No, I don't at all. I think he really wants to see what's out there, Dan. That's what I've heard. And I agree. I forget who wrote this the other day, but that he's not positive what he's going to do. There's a lot of people who automatically assume that he's selling the whole team, especially if he gets $8 billion or some insane sum. And maybe he will, but I don't think he's made that decision.
Yeah, it feels – we're talking to Peter King from Football Morning in America. Yeah, it just feels – I don't know if what's happening with Washington, D.C. is speeding up things for him, that it's almost like I better get out before the walls start closing in. Do you sense that that is the fire starter?
I think, Dan, I think we all think that. Not only with all the legal stuff that is playing out right now, but I also think, you know, wouldn't you think that the political leaders of Virginia, of Maryland, of the District of Columbia would love to have a new NFL stadium built, you know, in their region? No question about it. They would love to. But right now, they don't want to go into business with Daniel Snyder. They want to go into business with somebody else.
Did you get a chance to talk to Tom Brady in Germany?
I did. Yeah, I saw him. I actually saw him on Friday for a few minutes at the Bucks practice and talked to him, and then talked to him after the game for NBC, you know, just about the game. And, you know, I really sense, especially because all you ever see with Tom is the, you know, straight on, hey, look, we all deal with adversity in life, which is what he says. But Danny's pretty solid in saying that and in talking like that. So I think that's really what he's trying to focus on, just football, and in trying to be sort of the best dad he can in a very tough time for his family. But look, I think the last 62 minutes of football have really energized Brady. Like, he walked off after the game and saw me, and he was so, first of all, he's ridiculously excited about what just happened. I mean, that game was incredible. He said it's one of the best experiences he's ever had in football. Told me that he felt like he was in a Red Sox game when they're all singing Sweet Caroline in the stands. And I just think this game, one of the reasons he came back is that he just loves everything about this game. And you have a day like you had on Sunday with 69,000 people just screaming on every play. You know, it just, there's a reason why he doesn't want to get out.
A sense that he's coming back next year?
I don't know, Dan. I don't think he knows either. I think he's got to see where his life is at that time. And clearly Tampa Bay would want him back. You know, but will he want to go back there? I assume he would, but I think it's too early to know. And I don't even think he knows yet.
Your MVP candidates, how many quarterbacks, how many non-quarterbacks do you have right now?
It's crazy. I wrote in my column that if I were picking one Monday morning, I'd pick Jalen Hurts with Patrick Mahomes second. I might flip him right now. But I also think that you have to include the Giants are 7-2. Saquon Barkley at least has to be in the outer borough, the outer ring of discussion for it. And after watching that Vikings game Sunday, I know Tyreek Hill's had a great year. I really, and I totally, totally respect him. But man, Justin Jefferson is a big difference maker. If I'm going to put a Miami player you know, in the discussion, you know, for MVP, I think I'd put Tua.
Yeah.
Because Tua not only has played great, but when he hasn't played, they've lost. That's the meaning of value. And I understand people argue about this all the time. Oh, my God, Tyreek's having a better year, all that stuff. I'm not sure he is. But if in every game that Tua Tagovailoa has started and finished, the Miami Dolphins have won, and all three of their losses have come when he hasn't played or played a very limited role, that says a lot to me about value. So probably my top three right now would be those quarterbacks. And I'll tell you, Josh Allen is going to get back in the race. I just think right now, after 10 weeks, especially after the last 2 weeks, you can't call him the MVP.
More likely to play next season, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
I'd say more likely would be Rodgers. I think Rodgers comes back to Green Bay. Now, it depends how this year finishes, obviously. But I may be wrong about this. But I think if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I do not want to go out like this.
Plus, there's $50 million that he's got coming his way next season.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, there's also part of this, and you never know. And I haven't looked to what it would mean to actually trade him somewhere, as to what it would mean cap-wise for Green Bay. If maybe, look, what I've said, Dan, is I think that Jordan Love, if the Packers are out of it in December, Jordan Love should play. That has to be part of the long-term decision plan of the Green Bay Packers. Can Jordan Love play? And I don't know what they're thinking. I'm sure they're not going to talk about that right now. But I do think right now that I want to see Jordan Love play two or three football games. I want to see where he is, you know, sort of at the end of year three.
Mark Davis said, here's the vote of confidence for Josh McDaniels at 2-7. Rome wasn't built in a day. What's your take on this situation there and with the Raiders?
Everything other than him saying that I think he's doing a fantastic job was right on board with, or right on the spot with. I think it's silly to say that anybody who takes a playoff team and is 2-7 the next year is doing a, quote, fantastic job, end quote. But to me, I think it was the right time for Mark Davis to put out all the fires of, we're going to fire Josh McDaniels after a year. That's a silly thing to do, first of all. It's especially silly given that you tore up your organization to bring in Josh McDaniels, and firing after him 1 year instead of keeping Rich Bisaccia, that the majority of players, I think, with the Raiders wanted. I think it would be a huge mistake.
How many opportunities do you think Sean Payton's going to have?
I think he will have probably three or four this year if he wants them. And I think that's a big issue. So Sean Payton this year with his wife, you know, they've moved to L.A. for the season, and his daughter lives out there, and they're experiencing a life without football for a year. And a couple of times I've talked to Payton, he loves it. He's really having a good time. I don't think he goes anywhere where either A, he cannot either pick the quarterback or love the quarterback who is there. So let's say if Carolina wants him and they've got the third pick in the draft, that quarterback is going to have to be, I mean, he's not going to overthrow Scott Fitterer, the general manager, but it's got to be who Payton wants. And I think the second thing, it has to be a place where he thinks he's got a very legitimate chance to win. At some point in the next couple of years, one of those situations is going to beckon him. I just don't know if it'll be this year. And I think he likes his life right now. I don't think he feels any urgency that I have to come out and coach this year.
Pete, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Dan, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Let me bring in Jim Jackson, NBA on TNT, Clippers analyst and Fox College basketball analyst. What's on your mind today?
It's a little dreary here in Dallas. But what's on my mind is a lot. You know, college basketball starting. My Steelers are not doing well, which I'm not too happy about. But we did win last week against the Saints.
How did you become a Steeler fan growing up in Ohio?
When I was younger, honestly, the colors black and gold. So I mean, this was in the 70s. You know, you had the football sets, the electronic football games and all of that.
Yeah.
Steeler fan all the way through. Lynn Swann, Terry Bradshaw, Stallworth. I thought I was going to be next to Lynn Swann. But even though, I mean, I grew up closer to Detroit, but never was a Lions fan, never was a Browns fan, never was a Cavs fan. I really didn't watch Ohio State at all growing up.
Did you ever meet?
Crazy, right?
Did you ever meet Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah, I met Terry Bradshaw, and I met Lynn Swann, and I met Franco Harris.
The best,
bro.
Being in Dallas, what comes to mind? What memory comes back?
You know, it always, this is where I started my career. This is where I kind of grew up, you know, at 22 to 26. And whenever I come back, it's always a special moment. You know, a lot of guys have a home, so to speak, kind of if you played on a team or two. I kind of don't, but I do. Dallas is kind of where, you know, end of the day, if you say, where do you lay your hat? What franchise are you most familiar? And then I say it's the Mavericks, you know, just a lot of people, a lot of friends. I stayed here even when I, you know, got traded from the Mavs just because it was a city I thought that was conducive to friendship, business, and everything else. So it's always great memories when I come back to Dallas.
But you guys had one of those teams. It's like, you know, Run TMC. They didn't win anything, but they had three Hall of Famers there.
Right. But they played longer together than us. See, people, I think the conversation that people tend to miss is this.
So wait, tell everybody. What? So you had Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd.
And Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Right. But I came first. Remember, I had a holdout my rookie year. Longest holdout ever. Jamal comes my second year. So we play 82 games together. Then Jason Kidd comes my third year, Jamal's second, his first. But keep in mind, the three of us never played a full 82-game season together. Why? I got hurt my third year. Jamal got hurt the next year. Then we got traded. But within that, I had three different owners, four different coaches.
Oh, wow.
So it was never any stability whatsoever. So people think that, you know, we were together 3 or 4 years and we played all these games. No. Honestly, never playing the full 82-game schedule and then going through the fluctuation, as you know, Dan, in sports and in business. If you're always changing the front office philosophy, if you're changing the bench philosophy, you'll never have any kind of continuity. And that was us in Dallas. So when people talk about it, like we were, you know, destined to do something, yes, maybe, but we never had a foot to stand on in regards to any kind of stability to see how good we could really be.
We're talking to Jim Jackson. He's joining us from Dallas. He'll be on the call for the Clippers Mavericks last night on the call, the Clippers and the Rockets. Is Luka getting better? And if so, how?
It's, you know, when you're that good that early, you try to figure out ways to say, okay, let me pinpoint areas in his game that you can see the biggest jump. I think the biggest jump for Luka was his efficiency, in particular from the three-point line and from the free throw line, because he can get to a spot, he can, you know, score. But those two areas, he wasn't as efficient. He wasn't shooting at 38-39% from behind the three-point line. He wasn't at 85% from the free throw line. Why is that significant? Because from a free throw perspective, as you know, Dan, in late game situations, you know, you got to knock those in because you're going to be the guy that's handling the basketball. So those areas he can still improve them. And, I mean, he's young, but he's so mature as a player. I think it's kind of unfair a little bit because it's so much burden put on him. You know, his usage rate is 38%. So he has to do everything. And a lot of times when you try to do everything, becoming less efficient, even though right now he's leading the league in scoring. But it's so many more ways he can improve. And the way he does that is by his team, by making it easier on him to be Luka. Instead of having to do everything, and I know Jake Kidd wants to ultimately do that.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has more of a workload than he does night in and night out.
No. I mean, and he takes it. He doesn't complain about it. Because as a young player, you always feel invincible, like, well, I can get it done. Well, I mean, yes, and as an older person now looking back at it, you love that attitude, but at the end of the day, want to make it as easy as possible for you to do your job and win games. Because down the stretch, even though they got to the Western Conference Finals last year, this is a different team. You want to be as fresh as you can. You don't want your body being beat up. You know, he's dedicated himself to losing weight, coming down and playing at a reasonable weight. But he does need help to kind of another ball handler to take the pressure off him and get him some easy baskets, you know?
I know Vegas still likes the Clippers, but without Kawhi, or I'm not sure, you know, what his availability is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, what do you hear about Kawhi, like, short-term or bigger picture here this season?
Well, you know, Dan, it's funny. You got to keep in mind, into the season, training camp was the first time Kawhi went 5-on-5. First time. So, and that was limited in some aspects. So, I'm sure the medical staff was like, listen, we're going to go through the first couple months of the season where he's going to have probably some swelling in the knee. He's going to have some pain and stiffness. So we have to monitor that because he hasn't gone a whole year without really playing hard, full go 5-on-5. So these things were kind of expected, you know, hurdles in the road, pitfalls that the Clipper staff, the medical staff, and Kawhi would have to deal with early on in order for him to be ready to play midseason, second half of the season, and into the playoff. Now, what happens, though, is that when he misses games and Morris misses games and Paul George misses games and you don't have any continuity in the lineup. Ty Lue is trying to figure out how to put all these pieces together to make it make sense when you got guys playing out of position, which makes it tough to win games. So that's why you see the fluctuation with the Clippers up and down.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't know who's going to be in the lineup and what position, more importantly, they're going to be in when they're in there.
I'm going to make you Rob Pelinka.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Well, okay, if you make me Rob Pelinka, Michigan, so that's why you want to do that. I know that's what you're doing. I know that. And he was on those Fab Five teams, too, when we played. So here's the thing. Rob Pelinka and the Lakers are more concerned about the cap space for next year. I think they're at $34 million. They don't want to dig into that cap space at all. So if you do a deal with Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield has another year on his deal, which is $19 million. So that cuts into that cap. So you only got $15 million to go after a free agent. They don't want that. Because if they really wanted that, they would do it. Now, if I'm Rob Pelinka too, I'm asking myself, if I do the Miles Turner deal and Buddy Hield, does that get me to a championship? So if it doesn't, is it worth digging into my salary cap and then also giving up two first-round picks, 27 and 29? It doesn't make sense long-term. Short-term, it may appease the fan base and say we win some games, but it doesn't get me to a championship-caliber team. No. And see, that's the dilemma that people don't understand is that, well, you, Lakers need to make a move. But does it get them ultimately to what they want to do, which is a championship? And I think that's the hesitation from the Lakers' perspective is those two things. It doesn't really get us to a championship, and we want to keep as much cap space that we have possible for next year to go after a big-time free agent.
Would you entertain the idea of trading Anthony Davis?
I would be open to it. Now, it would depend on who I can identify to get into a position to take over the reins of the Lakers when LeBron leaves. See, because that was the purpose of getting Anthony Davis anyway, right? Was to have a player in place, be able to assume the leadership role and kind of be the guy when LeBron finally via free agency or he retired. So I think you got to look at everything because Anthony, at this point, I think has proven that when he's healthy, he's very good. But he may not be that number one guy that you thought you would have had that you saw coming from New Orleans. So everything is on the table, I think, from the Lakers' perspective.
Except for LeBron being traded.
Well, you can't trade him because he signed his extension, and you can trade him to August anyway.
Okay.
So he's not, you know, he doesn't have any opt-outs in his deal in the next couple of years anyway. So you can trade him after August.
Okay.
But right now, you can't do anything.
Yeah, Anthony Davis was the Greek freak before the Greek freak. He just stopped.
With injury. You know, one thing I looked at, Anthony, I think what hurt Anthony Davis was, to me, he put a lot of weight up top. Shoulders, arms, and say, well, why is that? Well, it puts a lot of weight on your lower extremities. And how many injuries has he had lower extremity wise? Because his body is built a certain way. He's a slim guy. So he put the weight up here, which now he started to carry in his hips, knees, and ankles. Now, when you come down on Dan, you know, you play ball. When you come down on somebody's foot, there's really nothing preventative you can do with that. But because you've been hurt so many times, it just goes into something else. When he hurts an ankle, well, that affects his knee, that affects his hip, that affects his back. It's everything.
Yeah. I was wondering
I hate to see it.
I'll leave you with this. Understanding the mind of a free throw shooter, that, you know, we look at Ben Simmons and say, come on. I mean, it's a free throw. You know, Karl Malone made himself better. Andre Drummond made. I mean, a lot of guys.
Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
But how do I teach Ben Simmons to be a better free throw shooter? Therefore, in crunch time, he will want the ball and won't be afraid to go to the basket.
Well, hold up. We leave it out, Nick Anderson. Nick Anderson was 80-something percent free throw shooter, missed those critical free throws against the Bulls and never recovered.
Yeah.
Baron Davis wasn't a great free throw shooter, even though he was a great shooter. I think Baron Davis might have been in the 60s, you know. Here's the thing about Ben Simmons is an outstanding case study of how fragile the mentality is of a person that plays sports. Because to me, 75-80% of the game is mental. Here's Ben Simmons a few years ago, wasn't afraid to get to the basket. He missed a free throw, so what? He was ultra aggressive. When I watch him play, we played him last Saturday. I forgot he was on the court, Dan. I forgot he was even out there. It's different if Ben Simmons – no, seriously. It's different if Ben Simmons had an impact on the game defensively. He was pushing the rock. He was getting all these assists. Okay, he's not scoring. But he has a presence and an impact. I think it's gotten to him so much mentally in regards to what has happened up to this point that it's built a block in his mind. He doesn't even look at the rim. And he's the kind of guy, Dan, and I used to always say this. In offseason and practice, he's shooting the basketball with confidence. He's in there knocking down free throws. In open rec, he's doing it. But when the lights come on and you don't see instant success, where that first shot goes in, if it's an air ball or it clinks off, all of that work he just put in, throw it out the door. Because mentally, he's not strong enough to fight through that fact. Coupled with what he's reading, what he's hearing outside the arena and around him. And it's tough because he's such a talented player. How do you correct it? That's a psychological issue. Forget about basketball. I think if something happened in his life, a roadblock came up, it would be the same kind of scenario in regards to him blocking that out and being less aggressive in whatever activity that was. I just feel that's his personality.
I'll leave you with this. We've been talking about cookout songs. Your favorite cookout song is what?
Oh, Atomic Dog.
Oh.
Parliament.
All right, a little George Clinton.
Come on. I'm the 70s baby, so that was all playing in a little Shalimar out there. I mean, that was back in the day, bro.
Well, wait, Marvin, what were the cookout songs that you had?
Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go.
Always. That's a classic.
Yeah, Never Too Much, Luther Vandross.
Yep. Never Too Much. That's right.
Yeah, those are first team all cookout songs.
I never had a playlist for a cookout song. I was there for the cookout.
No, Dan. See, you got to come to
where
black
do.
People have a cookout.
I do.
We do a little bit different, bro. If your music game not on point at the cookout, try to do something, you might have to be asked to leave, bro.
Okay. All right. Am I meeting shorties there? Is that what's happening? That's why. Okay. All right. I got it.
I like it. All right. We have to get you with backyard barbecue one day.
I'm all in. I think I need to go. Yeah. I need to experience that a little bit.
Yeah. You do, man. That's one of the highlights of your life, brother.
A little gin and juice laid back. I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
You got to have some cognac, brother. A little cognac.
Oh, I can't
too.
Do. I'm not doing Hennessy.
If you got to be accepted in the brotherhood, brother, Crown Royal.
All right.
Bag to go, too. We give you the purple bag, you take it with you.
Always great to talk to you. Safe travels.
All right, brother.
That's Jim Jackson, NBA on TNT, Clippers analyst, and Fox College basketball analyst as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.